I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Employee of the week, we're just making it of the year, Kellen Morrell of Coco's Pizza. That's it for us for the week. We'll be back. By the way, the entire episode of Let Them Eat Bugs, not quite as good as pizza, streaming now on Fox Nation. Use the promo code ORIGINALS for 30 days free. And we'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love, and we'll see you then.
Not so fast, Tucker. You're not going to be back Monday as of today, even though this morning Fox was running promos for Tucker Carlson appearing tonight. He is out. April 24, 2023. Thank you for joining us. Big bombshell from Fox News today, and leftists are popping champagne corks. Of course, just last week we had the Dominion trial where Fox News decided to settle, paying out something like $787 million. And now today saying they're letting Tucker Carlson go, not being very clear as to why, just simply issuing a statement saying that we're parting ways. Well, some say that's going to cost them another $700 million in revenue loss from those advertisers. But, of course, on the left, they are popping champagne corks. They are so excited. It was almost a prescient interview over the weekend as AOC was being interviewed by former White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki, and they were talking about news media, and Tucker Carlson's name came up.
Do you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role, for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
Yeah, we got members of Congress. Maxine Waters on your Democrat Party inciting. You see something, you don't like them, you go up in their face and tell them you're not welcome here. Remember that? That's not inciting. But, of course, with Tucker Carlson out, they are joyful. And they think they've achieved something. My friend George Norrie, who is the host of Coast to Coast, got a statement he forwarded to me. It's from the Newsmax CEO, Christopher Ruddy. And here's what the statement reads. For a while, Fox News had been moving to become establishment media, and Tucker Carlson's removal is a big milestone in that effort. Millions of viewers who like the old Fox News have made the switch to Newsmax, and Tucker's departure will only fuel that trend. That's a statement from Newsmax CEO Christopher Ruddy, as forwarded to me by George Norrie. We'll see how that plays out. We do know this. There have been certainly indications that Tucker Carlson was going to be the first witness called in that defamation lawsuit filed by Dominion against Fox. They had access to his group chat with Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and others. And in some of those communications, Carlson had told others that he passionately hated President Trump, and Trump's tenure in the White House was a disaster. And, of course, he and others were also talking about how lame the conspiracy theories were, but they didn't dare walk away from them. That all fit into the play for Dominion and forcing Fox to settle. And the fact they didn't want Tucker Carlson on the stand, nor Roger Ailes, nor Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Maria Bartiromo. And there's a question, too, how many more are going to be cut from Fox? We're going to talk about that a little bit more later, but let me share this with you. There's a lemon drop. Yes, that's the way it's being talked about on Fox News. Lemon drop. Don Lemon got word today that he is out. Got the usual standard notice that it's been a pleasure working with Don Lemon, but CNN and Don have parted ways. Always be part of the family, blah, 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 blah. Wish you well, blah, blah, blah. You know you've seen those kinds of statements before. And Don Lemon's reaction was, in a tweet, I was informed this morning by my agent I've been terminated by CNN. I am stunned. 17 years at CNN, I would have thought someone in management would have the decency to tell me directly. Well, apparently he wasn't told directly, and Tucker Carlson was told at some point, or maybe direct through his agent as well. But Tucker Carlson, if you're going to want to hear this tonight, you might as well listen right now. You will not hear this later tonight.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Say what you will about elected Democrats, but they know where the power
is. You're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear that good evening from Tucker Carlson like that anymore in that lighthearted way. It's just not going to happen. But there's a lot more to this story we still don't have. And more developments. And I'll be touching on some of those coming up as we move through this program before we wrap up. In fact, one piece in particular from a candidate running for the White House on the Democrat ticket. You don't want to miss that. Still to come. So more on Tucker and Don Lemon Fruitcake, as I say, based because he's nutty, not his sexual preference. And also Democrats are crying out for justice. Over and over now, they're going to escalate this call. They want justice. And in particular, they want Justice Clarence Thomas. They've got their sights set on him. They think now we have enough ammunition to get rid of this conservative black Supreme Court member. Do they? Lock and load. Ready. On the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. If you're even thinking about buying a home, you need to contact Homestead Financial Mortgage. Get pre-approved. Jump ahead of others looking at the same house. Often you can close in as little as 15 days. Homestead Financial Mortgage can guide you and your realtor through the maze that slows down the process. Go to my website, easy to remember, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. My first name, larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
If this were a member of Congress and it happened that some Texas billionaire came in and said, I'm going to buy your mom's house and the house is nearby and own this so she doesn't have to pay rent or a mortgage payment, you'd say to yourself, well, that's obvious. That's the sort of thing that needs to be disclosed. That's a clear indication of a conflict of interest. Is there a question that should be raised? So, yes, there's no question in my mind that the Supreme Court has exempted itself from standards that apply to the executive and legislative branch and even to other judges.
Those are the words of Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat, Illinois. He's not wrong, regardless of your view of Clarence Thomas, because that's what this case centers on. Take the name Clarence Thomas out of it. Just talk about any Supreme Court justice, any member of the law community in standing or politics should be under investigation for some of the things that have been raised about Thomas. until you get an answer. It does not mean there's anything been done wrong. But here is a thing that just absolutely slaps you in the face every time. The same Dick Durbin has yet to raise one question, really, in great detail about Joe Biden and connections to Hunter Biden and all of his deals. I'm not trying to say whataboutism. I'm not trying to make that linkage, but you cannot deny it. I mean, if you're having a nice dessert at a restaurant, and just as you go to cut it open, there's a big cockroach in it, but I ruined your dinner, didn't I? And it ruined it then, too, didn't it? Or you're going to say, oh, that was a one-off. Just bring me another dessert, we're good. Oh, no. Oh, no. They're going to be hell to raise at that place, and you'll make it. I don't have an issue with the inquiry into Judge Clarence Thomas and the allegations. I do not. But I also know behind the scenes, there are those who never wanted to be there, mainly because Larry's a black man. Why wouldn't they want him in the Supreme Court? Because he's a conservative. And he was the primary voice on denouncing Roe v. Wade in the last decision. They've been after him since he was first nominated. And the allegations that were being made against him at that time by the woman and Missouri Senator Danforth stepped forward and denied all that. But Anita Hill continued to insist, no, it happened. Well, they ended up approving the nomination in the Senate, and he took the bench. And for a long time, he really never said anything from the bench. He sat and observed. He did a lot in his writings, but he didn't say anything. So what is the story behind the scenes at this point? Justice Clarence Thomas apparently did not disclose a real estate deal that he and his family made back in 2014 with Harlan Crow, a Republican billionaire donor. Now, we talked in the past that he and his wife were often invited with Harlan Crow to go on trips on his yacht, things of this nature, and some were saying, oh, those gifts, those should have been reported, and they weren't reported. Those are gifts of one thing, and then that he might have given him at one time a Bible, if I recall right, that some say that should have been declared. It wasn't either. But now this thing that they're focusing on involves Clarence Thomas's mother, who's 94 years old. Harlan Crow apparently said, look, we have bought a couple of vacant lots. Thomas and other relatives had sold his mother's home in Savannah, Georgia, along a couple lots, to a company owned by Crow. And then right after the sale was completed, according to ProPublica, contractors began work on tens of thousands of dollars improvements. She still lives in the house, even though it's been sold to Harlan Crow's group. She still lives there, but it appears that neither she nor the justice is paying any kind of rent. So they're claiming that Thomas violated federal disclosure laws by accepting gifts from Crow without reporting them to the government. Thomas's legal obligations on this real estate transaction are a little bit more straightforward, according to the Ethics in Government Act of 1978, that came after Watergate. Federal officials, including members of the federal judiciary, are required to disclose most real estate transactions totaling more than $1,000. So it appears at this point that he broke the law. And as we all like to say, especially when it's the other guy hanging in the noose, no one's above the law. Joe Biden. I'm sorry, we're talking about Clarence Thomas. The New York Times opinion piece said, penalties for either falsifying or knowingly or willingly failing to file or report required information include fines as much as $71,000 plus per omission and potentially a criminal referral. In fact, a financial administrator for the FBI was given 3 years probation, paid a $5,000 fine because he didn't disclose a business relationship with a federal contractor competing to provide inmate health care services. So they use that as a linchpin and say, look what happened to this guy. Why is Clarence Thomas any different? My answer, he's not. I'll be the first to say he's not. But did he commit what you're saying, and is there no disclosure anywhere? And then the law says, knowingly or willfully failing to file a report. Omission, overlooked it, forgot. I mean, that's a fallback for the Clintons. I hit my head. I don't remember a lot. That's Hillary Clinton all over again. I have no issue with going after someone if you're going to go after the other side equally. But we're not seeing that now in this country. You heard the words of Senator Durbin. I want you to hear now from California Senator Padilla when he was talking about the Clarence Thomas affair.
It is absolutely unconscionable. The highest court in the land should not be subject to the lowest ethical standards. But that's the type of behavior we are hearing about through these reports. Inquiries, investigations are absolutely in order. You know, some have raised a concern about the independence of the three branches of government. And there are three, but the system is one of checks and balances. And if the Supreme Court will not regulate itself, then I do think it's incumbent upon Congress to do so. There's certainly precedent for that in a number of areas. And it's so critical because of the importance of the Supreme Court and the consequence of their actions.
I find it almost laughable that Democrats can throw the word hypocritical around and ignore the log in their eye. You know that biblical verse. Don't talk about the splinter in your neighbor's eye when you have the log in your eye. He would have more validity and credibility with me, Senator Padilla, if he was one of the ones leading Democrats to go after Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and find out what the hell's going on back here. And the same for Hillary Clinton. But there are those sacred cows for them. I'm telling the Republicans, conservatives, you should have no sacred cows that cannot be taken to the slaughterhouse if they've done wrong. I'm looking at a piece from MSNBC. This was written just yesterday. We're starting to digest the implications of Justice Clarence Thomas's latest ethics scandal. Well, they've already classified it's a scandal and it's an ethics violation. No question in their mind. They don't even say alleged scandal. Then adds, but as with so many past scandals, it is quickly becoming clear the original allegations may not be what finally initiates some accountability. Indeed, last week, the Senate Judiciary Committee officially requested Chief Justice of the U.S., John Roberts, to testify about ethical standards on the country's highest court. And a possible cover-up might have been the final straw. That may be true. And yes, I say put Justice Roberts under oath. Not only about this, but who leaked the Roe v. Wade decision? We still don't know that, do we? Padilla says something that I certainly agree with, but keep in mind, his view of this ethics is not the same as what real ethics would be.
We need to restore public confidence in the judiciary, including and especially in the highest court in the land. So there's just a lot at stake. There's certainly more questions to be asked and a lot more answers that the Supreme Court needs to bring.
Do you think reforms to ethics in the Supreme Court would help restore public confidence to the Supreme Court, or do you think we're too far gone?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's, we have those same ethics requirements, enforceable ethics requirements apply to the President of the United States.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not doing that with the President of the United States. You can sit there with a straight face and tell an MSNBC reporter, we have the same requirements as we do for the President of the United States. You do not, or at least you're not enforcing it. That's the difference, isn't it? Yeah, it still exists, but you're not enforcing it. Now, when you go after Biden, as much as you want to go after Clarence Thomas or anybody on the right, fine. And I won't stand in the way to deflect anybody from being examined. But I want to see you do it on a dual, equal system, parallel to where they all converge to one point of justice for all, and no one is above the law. But your Democrat president, your Democrat lackeys, Clinton and family, they all seem to be above the law from that side of the fence. Get on top of the fence and look at both sides. Again, Congressman Padilla of California.
We need to restore public confidence in the judiciary, including and especially in the highest court in the land. So there's just a lot at stake. There's certainly more questions to be asked and a lot more answers that the Supreme Court needs to bring.
Do you think reforms to ethics in the Supreme Court would help restore public confidence to the Supreme Court, or do you think we're too far gone?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's we have those same ethics requirements, enforceable ethics requirements apply to the President of the United States.
Yep. And then he also admitted again the same thing, but they don't apply them. I want you to hear that one more time. They don't really say anything, do they? They continue to just shoot at the targets they want to shoot. You're not going to gain the confidence of the American public until you're absolutely honest. Do you understand that word? I'm asking the choir. I know you folks do. But there are too many out there that see only from their perspective. Ackerman Toyota wishing you a great 2023, but Jay Ackerman knows that times are tough for some. So Jay has a mission to help charities that truly make a difference. Food banks, veterans groups, charities battling cancer, head injuries. Jay wants to give back to the community. So I personally ask you to consider his mission when you're shopping for a car. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota. For life. You want a beautiful lawn, but if you live by my motto, I don't do projects. So call the experts, Allen Outdoor Solutions, lawn maintenance, landscaping, lighting, irrigation. Recent storms might have created some drainage issues. That's not good for your home. Get immediate help or a quote. Call my friend, Steve Allen, 314-647-4800, 647-4800, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
He created his own media, a political news website called the Daily Caller in 2010. And he argued it would be a conservative answer to popular sites at the time like Huffington Post. And he said it wouldn't be partisan. Quote, our goal is not to get Republicans elected. We're not going to suck up to people in power. That's disgusting, he told the Washington Post. So that's 2010 Tucker. And think about it. What he said then was that he was going to stand for exactly the factual mission that today's Tucker opposes.
Now, those are the words of Ari Melber from MSNBC a month ago, in advance of the Dominion case getting ready to open in court. But, of course, then it got settled. He was exploring the background of Tucker Carlson and his history and trying to show the guy has had opposing views, and he tells you one thing in public, and then on the side he does something else. That's his take on it. And of course, Tucker Carlson today being let go by Fox News. A lot of details yet to come. He obviously was going to be a key figure in the Dominion voting systems defamation lawsuit. As I'd mentioned earlier, he was apparently going to be one of the first to be called and in that stand and have to answer questions about how he admitted and acknowledged that the voter election conspiracy fraud as being spread by Donald Trump was not real. But we have to defend the brand, basically. Sean Hannity going along the same route, according to some of the memos, and Laura Ingraham and Maria Bartiromo. But here was Melbourne a month ago saying this is who Tucker Carlson is. And yet he still has millions of fans. He was Fox's top-rated primetime host, netting an average of more than 3 million viewers per night, the most of any pundit on cable TV. And before he ended up having that position, he'd also worked for CNN and MSNBC. He did a program at one time that even had Tucker Carlson with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. It was called the Tucker Program. Didn't last that long. And then he did some other programs. Then eventually, in 2016, got the program that he's now been fired from. A lot of speculation as to what's going on behind the scenes. Did he get fired because of what he wrote about Donald Trump, and that some inside say, look, if Trump's running, we can't possibly have this guy on our network when he's already been acknowledged in memos that he apparently wrote that he hates Trump. We can't do that. Or was it a combination of that and some on the inside who didn't like him anyway? And was it also a play to simply get rid of some baggage that might make Fox look better or not? Still not determined who's going to end up filling that slot. Yes, I'm available. Now that you ask, I am available if they haven't called me yet. But the other part of this issue is, what else is in play? What you see in front of you right now at this moment, I say that's not the entire story. Of course, they gave him the standard, wish you well, blah, 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 that kind of thing, as they did with Don Lemon. As you see with any employee at your place, it suddenly disappears overnight. Went on to greener pastures. Whatever. But if you're looking for still another conspiracy theory or just true theory that might have some basis in fact, maybe it goes back to something else Tucker Carlson did. Not directly to politics, but related to the U.S., the world, dealing with COVID. There was something Tucker Carlson did that might be still another added ingredient as to why the network decided to say, this is it. Tucker Carlson is off the air. Do you know who Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is? So I'm sure many of you know the Kennedy name. You're going to know the name even more because he is now officially running for the White House Democrat primary. And he just put out a tweet referenced Tucker Carlson. I want to share with you. I thank Andrew, my boots on the ground correspondent, for pulling this up and sending it to me because there's so many things happening. I'm having a hard time staying on top of it. But here's what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. put on his tweet. He still has a blue check mark, which I guess you have to pay to keep, right? He's willing to pay, what is it, $8 a month? I'm not going to pay for it. And Musk, you should take that off. You want to make it a freestanding platform. You shouldn't make it. My God, it's like a poll tax. That's Jim Crow law there, putting that blue check on there. I'm not going to do it. Haven't done it, not going to. But here's what Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's announced to run for the White House, writes. Fox fires Tucker Carlson 5 days after he crosses the red line by acknowledging that the TV networks pushed a deadly and ineffective vaccine to please their pharma advisors. Carlson's breathtaking, courageous April 19 monologue broke TV's two biggest rules. Tucker told the truth about how greedy former advertisers controlled TV news content, and he lambasted obsequious newscasters for promoting jabs they knew to be lethal and worthless. For many years, Tucker's had the nation's biggest audience, averaging 3.5 million, 10 times the size of CNN. Fox just demonstrated the terrifying power of Big Pharma. That's a pretty big statement from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I do know that Tucker had done this statement the other day and about Big Pharma. I didn't have a chance to watch it in full. I had a lot of other things also going on that day, so we never really got to it either. But the approach by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is standing up for Tucker Carlson and saying he got fired not because of the Dominion lawsuit, not the loss of the money, not even Tucker Carlson's text that to fellow Fox talent that I hate Donald Trump, but because he stood up to Big Pharma, and Big Pharma came in and told Fox News, he's out, or we don't stay with you. This was days, 19 days, I think he said, since that. Is there a connection? That's his allegation. The facts are, yes, he made the statements, and now these many days later, he's out. And again, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., launching his 2024 bid for the White House, 69 years of age, he had opposed the vaccine mandates during the pandemic and said that the lockdowns hurt the middle class and boosted the wealthy. Well, that's possible. Kennedy is still considered a long-shot challenger to Biden, of course, the son of one of the most famous names in American politics. But he's actually coming to the defense of Tucker Carlson and also lambasting Fox News at the same time. So which came first, the pharma or the fox? Oh, or the chicken or the egg? Is that the question? I think you got it. I know you got it. Which came first?
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
When you have to wait on something you really want, it's tough, but it's worth it. I'm talking about the opening date for Napoli C. Now, May 22. Opening day, May 22. Napoli C will open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. Napoli C will have some of the finest seafood, lobster, caviar. And, of course, keep in mind, you can always find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and now Napoli C, May 22.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So two big developments today. One is kind of a sesame seed. That'd be Don Lemon Fruitcake out at CNN. It's a big to Don, don't get me wrong, but he had been taken off the nightly show already because he was not performing effectively for CNN, and he put on the morning show with two women that apparently he hated, and showing he's misogynistic, mocking them. So he's out at CNN and admitted today that no one at CNN even had the decency to talk to me. They had to tell my agent, who then told me. And then you have the big drop, not the lemon drop, but the big drop, Tucker Carlson out at Fox. Even this morning, Fox was running promos touting Tucker Carlson tonight. He's not going to be on tonight. They're going to have an interim anchor for a period of time and an interim program. And no, Larry Connors USA is not going to be hosting that hour at this time so far. I'm going to keep clinging to that. But Tucker Carlson even didn't know last Friday night he was going to be out. He didn't close out his show. In fact, he closed out his show saying, I'll see you Monday. Not going to happen. Ironically, one person wrote that as his last show was airing, he was attending the Heritage Foundation's 50th anniversary gala. And the Heritage president told him, if things go south for Fox News, there's always a job for you at Heritage. Carlson apparently replied, "You've saved me before." Yeah, he has worked at Heritage in the past. That's the next question. Where is he going? And again, into the details, the muddy, gory details of what happened at Fox that put Carlson on the streets. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.